Let's talk a little bit about ret alterations. Sounds like some exciting things going on.
Yeah.
Maybe we can hear about your 47-year-old patient.
So this is a young father living outside of Boston, young kids, very active, working full-time, developed a cough, a lung mass, and CAT scan showed this lung mass and some other lung nodules contralateral. He had stage four disease. Honestly, the RET inhibitor therapy, when he first presented, was limited to these multikinase inhibitors, which are cabozantinib, vendetinib. We did next-gen sequencing. I was hoping for EGFR/ALK, found this RET rearrangement. He was not too symptomatic, so I was able to wait for the NGS results to come back. We actually ended up proceeding to biopsy the other side to confirm stage four disease and making sure it was actually contralateral. And when his results did come back, we found the NGS results, we found the RET rearrangement, and we saw PD-L1 90%. This is an interesting question for this patient. Okay, we have PD-L1, a very compelling approach. Should we use first-line pembrolizumab or RET? At that time, cabozantinib, not a very compelling approach, has a lot of toxicities, or chemotherapy. And I think, given those three approaches, he very reasonably said, look, I want to try pembrolizumab. Maybe there's a chance that I can have a response to this. I think this is one of those cases where I see sort of high PD-L1 asterisk, right? Because he doesn't have a high tumor burden, he's a non-smoker, and as expected, first-line pembrolizumab, though it's on label for this patient, didn't pan out. If he were really symptomatic, I probably wouldn't have offered pembrolizumab alone. Fortunately, he didn't have too many symptoms. He could afford trying it for a couple of months, and really his cancer just grew. And by that point, he was developing more symptoms, and we now face a different question, right? Immunotherapy is not going to work for him. Do we look for a RET inhibitor or do we do chemotherapy? And right now, this is last summer, the LOXO-292 trial was just opening and enrolling at our center. He was one of the first patients on the study at an early dose, and he started at a low dose, 20 milligrams twice a day, immediately feeling better, having a response. And the drug actually has allowed dose escalation for patients on study. So we steadily increased to 40 twice a day, 80 twice a day. He's at 160 milligrams twice a day and still has no toxicities from the drug, has had a really dramatic response in his lung disease, which has all melted away. And he's still on the drug feeling really, really well. His only complication is he has developed recurrence of a pleural effusion. So he had a pleural catheter placed. We're draining that. And I guess I'm worried that resistance might be developing. We might need to think about what to do next. But in the meantime, he's feeling terrific on oral therapy.
This is a TKI, correct?
Yes.